Supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm sitting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm sitting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world. Along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world. Along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, everybody. A good evening and good afternoon. It's going to be a hot one here tonight. This past hour, Michael Wayne, and we are going to be bringing you the play-by-play of 2012 District Baseball Competition here in 2A. The Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets will be playing against the Mustangs from Davis County. And it's going to be a packed house here at Rockets Field as the folks from Bluefield have come up the road. And the folks from Eddyville have taken a look at their Rockets, and it's do or die to move on to the sub-state tournament game, which will be played next Tuesday night at Mount Pleasant. And Mike, what a game we got in store for us tonight.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of things that either team can hide from each other. They played each other very tough the last 2 years. Eddyville had upper hand last year, winning 3 out of 4. And Davis County has won all 4 games this year. So this should be a really good battle, kind of bragging rights for the South Central Conference.
Last year, the Mustangs are lost 4 games total, 3 of those to the Rockets, as Mike mentioned. And they've lost 1 on their campaign this year, and that was to the big school power, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
And that was in a tournament down in Centerville. And it was only 2-1. That ball game, the Mustangs have been able to go through the conference undefeated, 20-0. The Rockets went through the South Central Conference at 11-9, and you know that a lot of people are interested in watching the outcome of this ball game tonight.
Yeah, this should be a quite exciting ball game. We've got Calvin Matthews pitching for Davis County. You know, I don't know what else you can say about the young man. He throws very hard, has nice breaking ball. Rockets just had to stay on their toes and just be ready for anything.
The thing is about Davis County, they kind of lull you into a sense of security, and then all of a sudden it bounced on you on the offensive end. In the game against Mid Prairie on Tuesday night, score was 2-1 in the fifth inning, and the Mustang Bats came to life, hit two home runs in that inning, and they forged to a 12-1 win, and they were able to defeat their first-round opponent 12-0. So 12's been their magic number. The Rockets are going to have their hands full tonight. They're going to send Craig Barkett to the mound, and the senior out of Chillicothe wants to put on a good show, and got to keep the ball down and low.
Yeah, that's a big key for Craig tonight. Going to keep the Davis County batters hitting, guessing on what he's going to throw. You can't be real fine trying to hit that outside corner, inside corner all the time. You get too precise, you're going to make a mistake.
The thing about Matthews, the senior, has signed on, played Iowa for the Hawkeyes in baseball. He's a phenomenal athlete, played football well, played basketball well, and he's obviously played baseball very, very well. And the funny thing about the Davis County team, this is the team that also made it to the Little League World Series when they were youngsters. So they've been playing ball for years and years, been together for a long time, and Matthews has been their big guy on the hill. He's only walked three batters, Mike, on the entire year.
Yep.
He has 136 strikeouts, has got an ERA of 0.43. And that's why you play the game, Bill. On paper, the Mustangs have a lot of power. Rockets like to play small ball.
Yeah, it's you can't say anything else about young Matthews. I mean, he's just an outstanding athlete, and with those kind of numbers, there's got to be a lot of people drooling over him over at Iowa. They just can't wait to get him up there.
The kid also is on the offensive end. He's got 10 home runs, 55 RBI. He's hitting 509 for the season. And when you hear 509, that's half of the time. He's hitting on base and doing well.
Yeah, it's people can't forget either that Josh Markey is going to be going up to Iowa with him. I mean, those are two great young athletes that are going to be going up there.
Josh, with three home runs, he's getting recovered over the ACL injury that he had early on in the football season. He missed all of the basketball season, and he's been in full force on the baseball field this year. Josh with three homers, an .807 slugging average. His average, as it is, 518. So he as well is getting over half the time he's getting on base with a hit. And pitching-wise, he hasn't been doing too shabby either. He's got a .98 ERA, and he's only got 9 base on balls and 102 strikeouts. So the kid has been able to do a phenomenal job coming back from his injury, and we finally have the men in blue making their presence felt here. The umpires have just arrived. Both teams have already warmed up in practice, and they're going to be getting ready to exchange the cards at home plate. A huge crowd on hand on both sides. Davis County with a large contingency around home plate here. You'll hear the roar. Eddyville fans, for whatever reason, like to flock down that first base side, mainly because of the shade. And as we look at the fans across the way in the outfield, there is a large amount of people, and they're sitting in the outfield all the way to the center field area. Rocket Field is 310 down the line, 340 in the power alley, straight away center field, 365 feet. Excellent infield. The outfield's a different story, though, Mike.
Yeah, you take a look at the outfield out there. It's just like about everybody else's yards here in Southern Iowa. It's pretty brown. It's also pretty rough out there. Both teams got to be very careful with any kind of a ball that's going to bounce coming toward them, that it can go either right or left on them, or even straight. They're just going to have to be very careful out there, both teams.
Yeah, it's hard as a rock, and that's an understatement. The head coaches are meeting at home plate, and the assistant coach of the Rocket is wiping off the home plate with a towel. Apparently, it had a little bit of moisture on it, and the umpire didn't want to brush it off with a little whisper. They went ahead and wiped it off with a towel to begin the process. Rockets, I don't know if they lost a coin flip or whatever, but they will be the visiting squad tonight. Have to keep that in mind down the scoreboard and Mustangs here. The Mustangs will have last bat, no matter what, if this game is done in 6.5 or if it's done in extra innings. So that'll be one thing going for the Mustangs tonight. It's always nice to back pass.
Yes, it is. It always gives you that feeling, you know, hey, we can come back and we'll win this thing in our last at bat. But, you know, it's also kind of maybe a good thing for Rockets to go out there and maybe get Calvin before he really gets into his normal groove out there on the mat. Maybe we can get something going here for maybe the first couple innings.
More times than not, that's when you do have a chance at a pitchers early in the game, because, like you said, they may have a little jitter. They may have upset stomach or something on that nature. We'll see soon enough, as Matthews will be taking the bump pretty early. They're going over the ground rules now here at Rocket Field, and it's pretty simple. Balls in play if it's inside the fence. Ground rule doubles, very big possibility with that ground being the hardest it is. And they've tried their best to keep the infield watered. Done a pretty decent job for the most part, but once you get past the infield dirt, it turns brown in a hurry, and it'll be difficult to play on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting tonight. We'll just see what happens on those first few balls that get out there to the outfield. What's going to happen? I'm sure there's spots that's not on anybody's field this year that's going to be that way, but it helps a lot for the kids to get out there and get a few balls hit to them out for practice, pregame practice.
Want to go through the starting lineup for Eddyville tonight?
Yeah, starting off the Rockets tonight will be senior Brett Roberts catching. Sophomore Trevor Schwartz will be playing short, batting second. Senior Tyler Archer will be the DH in the place of Corey Archer, who will be playing left field. Christian Vanbrook, junior, will be playing first base and batting fourth. Craig Larkin, senior, will be pitching and batting fifth. My son, Jacob Lang, senior, will be playing right field and batting sixth. Blaine Wells, senior, will be playing center field. Chance Wursta, sophomore, will be playing third base for the Rockets. And the old reliable Tanner Scott, senior, will be playing second base. And this will be the last home game for these senior Rocket boys, and hopefully we'll see him go out with a bang tonight.
On the Mustang side of the ledger, they'll start off with number 24, Jacob Davidson. He'll be placed at the second base position. And then Josh Marching, number 12, he'll be shortstop. Number 8, Calvin Matthews in the third slot. He's the pitcher tonight. Number 17, Josie Garman in left field. He'll be batting cleanup, the fourth position. Quint Foster, number 16, will be the third baseman tonight. And 21, Wyatt Garman, he'll be the designated hitter. He'll be hitting for Clayton Kincart. Kincart will be playing out there in right field tonight. Calvin Hutt in the seventh place position. He's number 14 tonight. He'll be your catcher. Mark Mickles, number 11, will be playing right field. And the last person is Austin Roberts. Austin Roberts with ninth goalie, number 10, and he'll be the center fielder. Once again, Davidson, Marching, Matthews, Garman, Foster. Let's check back to the studio. I see 92.7. We'll be back with Rocket Baseball right after this.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week in the fresh meat department, it's USDA Select Family Packs of boneless tenderized round steaks, $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Packs of pork chops are $2.69 per pound. And Tyson Family Packs of split chicken breasts are $1.19 per pound. That's savings 7 days a week at Jim and Charlie's.
You'll cough, choke, and gasp with this fever, not because of discomfort, but because of the shocking savings. That's right, the shocking savings. The Green Fever promotion is going on now at Barker Implement, and these are the best early incentives we've ever been able to offer on John Deere turf products and much more. Save hundreds to thousands on John Deere Select and Z-Series mowers, John Deere utility tractors, and small frame tractors as well. The one time you want to catch a fever is now. Learn more at ebarkers.com or any one of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Summer's Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summer's Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albia. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination. Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back here at Rocket Field, and Calvin Matthews is on the bump for the Mustangs. He's just taking his first throw, and we're just about ready for the district finale here. Mike playing alongside with Pat Powers, and it's a beautiful evening. We got a little bit of cloud cover that's hiding the sun here. So it's going to cool down from those 90-degree temperatures into something a little more respectable for playing baseball in the mid-80s. We can take that here in Eddyville, Iowa tonight.
Yes, we can. Anything will be a big help to these kids out here playing. You know, they're out there hustling their rear ends off, you know, running all over the place, doing the best they can, and it's a nice, a little bit cooler for them.
All right. They go Blakeburg and Rockets are the visiting squad. They'll be up first tonight. Brett Roberts, the senior, he's grew up with excellent class of athletes in the area, and lo and behold, he's facing Calvin Matthews. Looks like an awesome pitch there to start off tonight.
Yeah. The interesting how this this is going to be called. This is the same umpire we had for, I had to play for our game the other night, and he like throwing it outside corner.
Another swing and a miss by Robert. He's in the hole, 0-2. Here comes the man. And he dropped it. He hit me off of that high pitch right in his eyeball.
Yeah, that pitch was kind of high for Brett. That was above his eyes a little bit. That, like I said, that pitch is awful hard to lay off of, but that's one they're going to have to stay away from tonight.
I'll bring up Trevor Schwartz. He's hitting 225 on the year. Trevor Schwartz, the sophomore shortstop. High pitch outside, and he's kind of one and one. Foster's playing in on the grass here on this particular hitter. Fires low, ball two, it was in the dirt. Asked for another ball because it was stepped up a little bit. 2-1 count, one out here. Just the start of the ball game, district finale from Hayville High School. Inside pitch, a little chippy from there. Schwartzy moves the count to 3-1, and this is a break. It's rocking. You know, we talked about getting the Matthews early. This might be the key right here. Here comes the pitch. And Matthews has walked Schwartz. Schwartz reaches on a base on ball, and now bring up Tyler Archer. There's no wind tonight, other like last time the ball game was Tuesday night. There's a little bit of a breeze there. Nothing tonight. The flag is draped still as Matthews goes to the stretch. Checks on Schwartz, fires a strike to Archer on the inside, but there's a strike nowhere else.
Nice to start off with. Collins not afraid of anybody. He's going right after Ruckus tonight.
That doesn't surprise me in least. There's a hit to the shortstop. Marcy strikes it. That'll move up the runners. Marcy gets the second, and Tyler Archer, we're getting a hit on that one. And the Rockets have to here to get a guy in. They got a runner in scoring position, one out, and that'll bring up Christian Vanbrook. On the year, Vanbrook has...
Yeah, Christian on the year is batting .394. He's got four home runs. And slugging percentage of .585.
All right, here's the time to slug. Matthews on the bump, takes a peek, fires a ball low, and he was looking at Schwartz when he started his delivery instead of concentrating on the batter. Makes you wonder if he's shook up by the fact that he's got runners on the base.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot that's going to shake up Calvin here. He's a very smart ball player.
Like a lot of other high school kids who have been tempted by signing with the pros out of high school. He turned that down, signed with the Hawkeyes, and a grip to right field by Vanbrook, and he holds up, Ashton holds up the runner, and he's got a chance, and Schwartz is on center to make a hit by Vanbrook, and that ball shoots through the infield pretty decent, and made it through to the outfield. The runner on second, Tyler Archer, had to leap out of the way, so he didn't get called out with runner interference. Too bad that Schwartz had to be held up. There was no way that he could have made it. The ball wasn't hit far enough into the right field. And now bring up Craig Markham, the senior, out of Chillicothe. Calvin Matthews from the windup. It's a call strike to Larkin. These two have seen a lot of each other over the years, for sure. Pitcher versus pitcher. As Matthews is on the bump, Larkin at the plate. Swing, and it's a slow roller to the pitcher. He's out of the foot flag. That's choice. On a fielder's choice, Larkin is aboard. The bases are still loaded. And Jacob Lincoln will come to the plate.
Looks like we've got a pinch runner, Ben Roberts, coming in to take place to Craig Larkin.
Hey, that's probably a smart move. Get Craig out of it. And he's not too happy with his performance at the plate. But, bases are still loaded for the Rockets. They got a chance. Jacob Lincoln. With a chance to put the Rockets on the board here first. Matthews takes a sign, takes a look at the third base person, winds, throws, low, all ball.
Wow. That was an awfully good pitch.
Ballard's on third. Ambrose on second. Roberts is on first. Here comes Matt. He's going to be on steals.
Awesome hit. That, you couldn't have asked for a better hit at a better time right there. That's just exactly what the Rockets needed. Get some pressure on Davis County. You know, get them thinking about some other things instead of what's going on right now. So that was a big, big hit.
Lane Wells will be at the plate. Another senior, Jacob Lane, that senior leadership out there on second base. He's in position now. And let's see what happens. First pitch. And Jacob Lane will go to third. Pass ball sends Lane down the pike, down 90 feet away for a run. And Matthews and Marshing are coming to chat a little bit. Bump. That hit by Lane, that ball scooted. It just took off like a rocket, like one of my worst runners. I sat on the ground and that would have went all the way. All right, Matthews, now with the strike, and he comes down 1-1. And Mustang Stateful are happy about that. All right. Lane Wells with the chance now to bring in another run. Two down. Here in the top of the first. Pitch. Here's strike. And six out. Lane Wells is down now. 1-2. Two outs. And Matthews is thinking nothing about getting a strikeout right here. He wheels. Deals. And
we want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic provides a healing touch for all ages, from newborn to end of life. Just ask Lynette Major.
My whole family trusts Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for exams, preventative medicine, and day-to-day acute illnesses. I can often get same-day appointments, and I trust Lori Vitko, our nurse practitioner, to care for us as a whole.
Call us today to schedule an appointment or visit mchalbia.com/clinic.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Ball game where Matthews could be vulnerable at the beginning of the ball game, and the Rockets were able to get to him. Here comes the Mustangs up to the plate. First batter is Jacob Davidson. Craig Larkin with the first pitch ball. Popped up. Right fielder Jacob Link camps under it. Two hands and he makes by 9, first out for the Mustangs. And I'll bring up Josh Marching.
Nice way to start off the first batter there, getting that first out of the ball game. That's going to help Craig feel a lot better, calm those nerves that he's got right now. And hey, Rockets got to forget about getting those three runs. You know, got to just play this as a 0-0 ball game and just go right after him.
I agree wholeheartedly. Brett Roberts behind the plate. Swing and a foul back right to me here by Marshing. He's 0-1.
Craig Larkin on the hill. Wheels and deals. Off-speed pitch, and it's fouled off by Marshing over there amongst the cars. And he's down 0-2. Let's see what Craig can do with an 0-2 count here. You wouldn't think that he'd want to throw a lot of pitches.
No, I don't think so. The fewer the better for both these young men.
Off-speed and bounces in front of the plate for ball one. 1-2 is Marshing. One out here for the Mustangs in the bottom of the first. Up next is Matthews. Here comes Larkin. Outside, 2-2 now goes to count. One out. Rockets plan to pull to right field. Lane Wells is shaded a little bit to right center. Tanner Scott playing close to the outfield grass. Wells Bambro. Here comes Larkin on the 2-2. Ooh, he hit it. And he'll take the base. Hit by pitch.
That's certainly not something that Craig wanted to do right there. I mean, we had two strikes on him. Last thing we want to do is put a runner on, especially ahead of Calvin. Anyway, he can crush the ball.
Matthews comes to the plate. He's got to keep the ball down. He's got 10 homers on the year. Huge slugging percentage. Has an open stance from the right-hand side. Greg Larkin takes a look at Marshall. Here comes the windup. The pitch, big swing, and he's strike one. 0-1 the count. 3-0, Rockets lead. Here we're in the bottom half of the first inning. Matthews stands and ready. Here comes Larkin. High and outside to run the count 1-1. Greg, got enough experience in his life. If you remember last year, their last game, it was so hot that particular day. Talked to his grandparents. He had stayed inside in the air conditioning, and when he got out in 100 degrees, he just literally melted. I'm sure he learned a lesson from that. Matthews is down 1-2 in the count. Larkin takes a look at first. Wheels. Foul back. Nice cut by Matthews, but he just got under it a little bit.
Yeah, he had a big grip at that one. He would have made good contact with that. It would have went a long ways. Even with no wind blowing here right now.
He's got the strength for it, that's for sure. 55 RBIs on the year for Matthews. High pitch by Larkin. Moves the count 2-2. The runner is Marshing. He's got a pretty decent lead over there at first base. Vanbrook holding him on. Larkin comes set. Now he throws. It's well hit into center field. Lane Wells is going to camp under it and make the catch. Out number two by Matthews, F8. And the Rockets have two outs. And now Josie Garman will be coming up. Josie's had a heck of a year as well for the Mustangs. He's got seven homers himself on the year. Seven doubles and four triples. So Garman can put the ball in play as well.
I know, I remember when we played Davis County down there this year, he crushed one over the right field fence down there. He hit it a ton. He hit it high, he hit it long. A big, strong young man. He can drive it out of any ballpark.
Heck of a basketball player, heck of a football player as well. Has an open stance as well. Larkin throws it over to Marshing. Just to say, hey, I remember you're over there. Beautiful evening here. A little bit of cloud cover. There was a threat of rain earlier this afternoon, and it went by the wayside. And the folks are going to enjoy it, plus they're going to get their money's worth tonight.
Yeah, they sure will. It's two good ball teams here. This is going to be, I think it's probably going to go right down the wire.
A shame that somebody's got to lose. There's a pitch by Larkin. It's an off-speed pitch. Strike. And that moves the count 1-1. Garman, he's a big boy, about 6'3", weighs about 250. Swing and fouled off. He just got a little bit of a piece, but to follow it back here to the and even all 1-2. Larkin, grooming the mound a little bit with his cleats. They may have gotten it a little too wet on the mound because Matthews had some trouble earlier at the top half of the first inning. Larkin with the pitch. And he's out there! Garmin with a foul tip, and that will do it. And after one, the Rockets lead 3-0. We'll be back right here on tape. IIC 96.7.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Worsta, he fouled it back. He's in a hole on one. Rockets were able to get up 3-0. They loaded the bases a couple times. And Jacob Lane with a big base hit into right center field. He had a double and it cleared the bases for the Rockets. There's another nice hit by Matthews. And you can tell, Mike, that Matthews has settled down quite a bit quicker than the first inning.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't very happy with himself that first inning, but you know, he's such a good pitcher and a very good, smart pitcher. He knows he's just going to forget that and just start over again in this inning and just like nothing's ever happened.
Worst swing and a miss on that pitch, and he is out. Now bring up the vacuum, Tanner Scott, the second baseman. He'll be batting ninth. Here comes Matthews. He wheels, deals high. Strike is called. One thing I learned about this umpire, you got to wait just a little bit until he makes on what that ball's going to be.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a delay on his call there. Like I said, he's got to be waiting to see what he's going to call.
That's another high pitch. 1-1 goes the count. McClellan, is that his name there? The Des Moines umpire, the professional? He's got a delayed call. He'll call. He'll say ball or strike to the players, and then he'll make his gesture to the fans. But it's kind of just a delayed call. Tanner Scott with a swing and a miss. He's down 1-2. Here's Matthews with the pitch. Strike three. Tanner Scott is out looking on that particular job. That'll ring up Brett Roberts. He struck out as well in the first inning.
Yeah, Brett, the first time out, struck out. Both, I'm sure he's hoping he can do a little bit better job here this time up.
Pitch is a strike. Nice pitch by Matthews, and you are exactly right, Mike. He has turned the page from that first inning, and he has thrown nothing but heat. There's a little tap foul, and Roberts is down 0-2. And I think it'll come down to execution on the defense of the Rockets to see if they can make the plays, make the pitches, and now that you got that 3-0 lead on the defending champions, it would be interesting to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah, they just can't sit back and expect that they're going to win right now. They're going to go out and keep playing hard.
Hughes rocks and delivers. Roberts strikes out. He struck out the side. Three up, three down. We're done with the top half of the second inning. We'll send it back to the studio real quick. Hey, IIC 96.7.
Versatility comes standard in all John Deere products. But for one final month at Barker Implement, versatility comes standard in the pricing too. Low prices and the lowest possible financing rates are available on some of the best-selling products for the season. John Deere's Gators, compact utility tractors, lawn and garden tractors. Learn more about the John Deere Green Tag event ending at the end of May at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Yeah.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great Breaking News clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back live at Rockets Field, Eddyville, Iowa, where the Rockets have a 3-0 lead, and the Mustangs will come up to bat their second time. They will have Clint Foster, Wyatt Garman, and Calvin Utz, the first three players for them. And the Rockets went down in the top half of the second inning pretty quietly, 3-up, 3-down. Matthews struck them all out.
Big thing here with the Rockets, with Craig here, get one batter at a time. And you can't relax on any of these batters for Davis County. They're all very good, disciplined hitters. You just have to go out, just work on them and see what happens.
Big swing and a miss by Foster. Now he's in the hole, 0-1. Bottom half of the second inning, just underway. Next pitch is fouled off, and Foster's down, 0-2. Foster had a heck of a home run Tuesday night in that fifth inning. I mean, that was a monster jack. That was in the power alley there in left center field, and a lot of people talked about that one. Off-speed pitch by Larkin is in the dirt. Ball one. 1-2 is the count. Nobody on and nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Rockets lead 3-0. I think everybody that was going to be here is here because I don't see any late arriving folks. Struck him out. Foster strikes out looking for out number one.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have kind of a wide strike zone tonight. But he's definitely been calling the outside corner for both pitchers. And that was even a little bit a little inside to me, but he gave it to Craig.
All right, that'll bring up the designated hitter, Wyatt Garman. And Wyatt on the year has three homers himself. He's batting .333. First pitch is a ball on the outside. Wyatt's a big boy. He's just a junior. He'll be back next year. There's a pop-up. It might be playable. Vanbrook takes a gander at it, and it's out of bounds, out of play over there on the first base side. That evens the count, 1-1. Vanbrook took a look, but it was probably 10 to 12 feet past. But you got to go over there and take a peek.
Yeah, that was a little bit too far out of bounds for Christian to try and sacrifice his body on that one. That wouldn't have been worth it.
All right. Larkin sets. Winds. Brings the pitch. He right on the outside corner again. And Garman is down 1-2.
Yeah, both pitchers need to realize he's calling that outside corner, and that's a good place to be going.
All right, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Low. Moves the count to 2-2. Rockets lead 3-0. We're in the bottom half of the second inning here in Eddyville, Iowa. District finale. Rockets have been able to take care of Albia and then Van Buren. Inside pitch moves the count full. Craig needs to take care of business here. Davis County was able to take care of business by beating Mid Prairie Wellman the other night, 12-1. Here comes Larkin. Swung on, fouled straight back here. Keeps the count at 3-2. And you know that Craig knows that he's got to bring it in. He doesn't want to walk this guy.
Yeah, you take a look around the outfield fence right now, and yeah, there's people all the way around the whole field right now. Not close enough they can touch each other, but we got a big crowd here tonight.
He walked in. And the Mustang faithful picks up on that. And they've got a runner. Okay. 1-2.
I would suspect that you got a slow runner on first. One hit, one out here. You'd like to turn the double play up the back because Calvin Utt. First pitch is a strike. Utt has 19 RBIs on the year. He's got four doubles, a 303 average for him. Here comes the pitch, and he hit him. Hit by pitch. And Craig Larkin isn't helping himself by hitting this player. That's the second hit batsman tonight. Had one in the first inning. That's going to come out. And a courtesy runner, number 9, Connor Young, for the Mustangs. And with no outs, with one out, Rockets can touch any base, and they'll be able to help themselves out here. Park Mickles, the senior right fielder, is coming into bat. Park Mickles hit 320 on the year. He's got five doubles. Here comes the pitch outside. And Craig needs to calm down a little bit, find his focus.
Yeah, he needs to take a step off, go behind the mound a little bit, collect his thoughts here.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Two balls, no strikes. And the Rockets are in a predicament here that they don't really want to be. Two runners on. Garmin on second. First runner, Young, on first. Here's the pitch. Strike call, 2-1. And Craig's got to have more of that stuff.
Yeah, he needs to come back hard with another one here.
All right, 2-1 pitch. Here comes. Strike two. As Mickles was caught looking on that particular one. 2-2 is the count.
That was nice little floater on the inside corner there.
All right, we'll see what he gets. Just missed inside. 3-2, count is full. I don't think the Mustangs will send the runner.
Yeah, Craig can't afford another runner on here. Sorry, Pat.
We'll get a little upset here. Swing and a miss. Mickles strikes out on a pitch that was outside.
Big out for Craig and the Rockets right there. Sure didn't need bases loaded on another walk there with the top there with number 9 batter coming up and number 1 and 2 coming up. That would have been really, really tough. We need to get this guy right here.
All right, Austin Roberts steps in. He's got four doubles on the year, 16 RBIs. He's batting 320. And he's first pitch swung on and fouled back. 1-1. Rockets need to knock the ball down, touch any base that they have in front of them, and they'll be able to do it. Foul back. Down 0-2, two outs, a big pitch here. Larkin takes a peek at Garmin at second. Twirls. If it hits softly, the horse says it will track it down to make the catch for the final out. And F8, and no runs are scored. The Rockets lead after 2-3. You're listening to Kane, IIC 96.7.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by value.
We're back here at Rocket Field, and we're at the top of the third inning. Trevor Schwartz will be at the plate. The first pitch by Matthews is in there for a strike. In the first inning, Schwartz was able to draw a base on balls. He advanced all the way around to third, and then he was out of the plate on a fielder's choice. Matthews is bringing the heat now. 0-2 is Schwartz. He checked the swing both times. He should have went all the way through it. All right. And there's a strikeout. Schwartz went down without much of a fight there.
Yeah, Calvin did a very nice job there. Those first two strikes he threw right on the outside corner. It's a nice little breaking ball.
Sorry about that, but he had two nice little pitches there right on the outside corner. Really tough for Trevor to even come close to.
All right, that'll bring up Archer. First pitch to him is low ball. Archer was able to get a single there in the first time at bat in the first inning, and it came around to score on that big Jacob Lane double. Next pitch by Matthews is low, and he's down now to Archer 2-0. Huge crowd, as Mike said. It is phenomenal to see all these people here tonight. Matthews whirls, twirls, pitch in there for a strike. Took a little bit off of that. I don't know if that was a slider, but it was a nice pitch that came in from the right side. Archer, a left-handed batter. Here comes the 2-1. He taps it to the shortstop, Marshing. He bobbles it, fires on the run. He's safe. The ball is overthrown, but Archer's going to stay on first base.
Nice, nice hustle by the Calvinette, the catcher for Davis County. He was right down there, backed that ball up. If he hadn't been down there, Archer would have had a second base for sure. Nice, nice hustle, especially on a really hot night like this. You got to give him a lot of credit for being down there.
Going to give an E6 on that particular play. Marshing bobbled it, came up throwing, and it skipped in the dirt away from the first baseman there. And Utt was able to be behind him to keep that runner at first base, Archer, and that brings in Bambrook. First pitch to him. Slug up the middle. Double play ball. There's one. And Marshing fires. Double play for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs have no runs on no hit. And that'll be the end of the top of the third. Rocket speed, 3-0. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go back.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elvia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we're back here at Rocket Field, and we're in the bottom half of the third inning, Mike. Mustangs have batted twice. They're back up to the top of the lineup, but they're down 3-0. Rockets were able to sidestep a mini rally there last inning as they had runners on second and first, but came away with no runs. Larkin pitches, and to Davidson, a foul back. If you want to give us a shout-out here at Rocket Field, 641-660-7764, you can text us here, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air. There's a ball lifted to right fielder Jacob Lane. He's camped under two hands and makes the grab. Good job by Jacob Lane making that catch, and he's been busy with that guy twice as Jacob Davidson hit out to him last time in the first inning. Now bring up Marshing. Marshing got hit by a pitch in the first inning on a two-strike count.
Let's see, Larkin goes to work with a nice pitch right there. And Marshy's just checking things out here. I'm sure that he was wanting to see the delivery, see how Larkin's coming in. Lefty-lefty matchup. And another pitch right there, and Marching's down 0-2. 3-0, Rockets lead here in the bottom half of the third inning, and that huge crowd has not been disappointed with tonight. There's an off-speed pitch, and Marching takes it the other way to left field into the cheap seats there for a foul. He was just trying to hang in there.
Yeah, he did a really nice job keeping his hands back on that breaking ball there. He did a nice job of fighting it off.
All right, let's see what Larkin has on the 0-2 count. Off-speed, hits to Tanner Scott. He bobbles a little bit, we'll have to give him an error on that one. He sat back a little bit instead of charging that ball because it wasn't hit as hard as you would have thought it would have been, and Marching must have some speed because he was able to skedaddle down there real quick.
Yeah, Josh did a nice job of hustling all the way. You know, yeah, that's why you never give up. On any play, any pitch, any ball you hit, you've got to go all out.
First pitch, Matthews inside a little bit for a ball. He's got that open stance. Then he steps into the pitch. Ripped foul. And moves the count 1-1. I'm hoping that Tanner Scott is able to put that one aside and we can get a double play here. That'll help a lot. Plus, get out of the inning. 1-1.
Yeah.
Larkin takes a peek at Marshy. Here comes to the plate. Off-speed pitch is a strike. 1-2 as Matthews took a look at it as it went by.
Yeah, umpire's very consistent. He's calling that pitch right on the outside corner. Might even be giving him a little bit more of that black stripe on the plate, but he's calling it both ways.
All right, here comes Larkin. Wheels, deals, hit to the shortstop. Schwartz over to second for one. Over to first. Personal, puts up the play. And the Rockets are out of the inning. And they lead after 3-0. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back here at Rocket Field, and the Rockets were able to do a turnabout fire play. The Mustangs pulled off a double play at the end of the third inning. Rockets were able to pull off a double play in the bottom of the third inning to get rid of the big guys at the plate. And that'll be a first pitch strike to Larkin as we start the fourth inning here, Mike Lane. And Rockets lead 3-0.
Game's moving along really fast so far. That's the kind of game you like.
Larkin smokes that ball down the first base side, and it's a foul ball. First base coach Alex Ashman chasing it down. They'll wait a little bit for him, and then they'll get ready. Here comes Matthews on the 0-2 pitch. Outside, and Larkin swings and misses. Hard to lay off of that thing right there.
Yeah,
helping up Jacob Lane. He's the man of the hour so far there, Mike Lane. Big double in the first inning that cleared the bases for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Brought in 3 runs.
He kind of asked for more timely hit right there. We had, you know, Calvin was really struggling that first inning, and that was a big, big hit for the Rockets.
First pitch is a strike. Jacob came around about halfway on the swing, and it was a strike anyway. Next pitch by Matthews. Low. Ball 1. 1-1 and goes to count.
Yeah, it looks like Calvin's really working that outside corner his last couple innings. That's where it looks like that's where he's going.
All right, here comes the 1-1. Low, ball two. 2-1, one out. Rockets lead 3-0. Lane Wells on deck. And this crowd has not been disappointed with the performance of these teams yet. Matthews wheels. It's hit. Up to the first baseman. He can't make the play. Second baseman throws him out. And safe. He's safe. Jacob Lane hustles it out. And that ball was a slow trickler. The first baseman couldn't make it. The second baseman came over. Matthews tried to get over to the bag in time, and it looked like they both got there at the same time.
Very, but you know, that's what you work on at the beginning of the season. Pitchers knows that ball's hit over that way. He's got to hustle first. Calvin did a good job of getting there. He just didn't get there quite soon enough.
All right. We got a base runner in first. Back pitch out over to him.
But you know, Pat, that's why you hustle everything out you hit. Because you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. If Jacob hadn't been hustling on that play, he would have been out by a mile.
That's true. Lane Wells at the dish. First pitch to him is a strike. 0-1 the count, one out. Jacob Lane on first. Lane Wells at the plate. Head coach Rod Ashman giving him a few signs. Let's see what Lane does here. Matthews comes set, takes a look, now fires. It's foul ball. It hit off the ground and came back up and hit Lane. Dinged him a little bit on his side there. How's Lane doing on his batting average for the year?
Oh, Lane Wells on the year is batting .298. He's got two home runs. On slugging percentage, about .394.
Pretty decent numbers for the senior from here in Eddyville. He's at the plate right now, down 0-2 on the count. Matthews comes set, fires home.
Well hit into the outfield. It might go to the wall. Jacob Lane on his horse, and he's going to third. And he's waving an in from Ashman. Here comes the throw from second. Jacob Lane is going to score, standing up, and Lane Wells is in third base. Jacob Lane hustling all the way from first base scores on that hit from Lane Wells, and we talked about the outfield, Mike, and it bouncing, and went all the way to the fence.
I mean, couldn't hit it in a better spot, right between right fielder and center field. The ball hits that grass and it just scoots. I mean, it's just like golfing on a golf course right now. The only thing they put water on is the greens. Everything else is just dry iron bone.
Same thing here. Eddyville Blakesburg put the water on the infield, the outfield. Good luck. Hoping Mother Nature comes through. She has not. Lane Wells standing on third base with his helmet off. And he's got an RBI to his credit. And Chance Worsta with a chance here to get another insurance run. That was a big run by the Rockets. They lead now 4-0.
I'll tell you what, Pat, no leads safe against this team. So Davis County is such a good hitting ball team. They can explode like they did the other night against Mid Prairie, get 10, 12 runs just in the blink of an eye.
Infield is in for the Mustangs. First pitch, nice cut by Worsta, but he misses that. The infield is in for the Mustangs to try to stop that ball from getting out of the infield. And Chance Worsta taking a peek here. Matthews goes off of the rubber. Now he's going to come from the stretch position. Takes a look at Lane Wells. Fires home, and it's a strike on the outside corner. He's down 0-2. Interesting defensive team by the Mustangs here. They don't want another run to score on them here at the top of the fourth inning. Matthews comes set. Now he comes home. Outside, and the count goes 1-2. One out here for the Rockets. They got one run in. Jacob Lane had that single into right field, and then Lane Wells drove the ball to right center field, and he's sitting on third base. Driving in Jacob Lane. Pitch to Worsta is in the dirt, and he's tagged out on the strikeout. Two outs now, and the Mustangs will probably back up now. Tanner Scott, number 9 hitter, steps in. He struck out last time
I'm sure he'd like to redeem himself for that error, but that was erased with the double play. Let's see what happens here. From the stretch, Matthews, high, ball one. Lane Wells, wait for a chance to come in. Tanner Scott at the dish. The battery is Utz and Matthews. Here comes the pitch from Matthews. Swung on and missed. One and two goes the count for Tanner Scott. One and one. Excuse me. That's what I thought. And the guy with running the lights was quicker than I was seeing it and calling it. Here comes the pitch by Matthews. Swung on and missed. Now one and two. Two out. All right, Tanner Scott. Get a little base hit right here. All right, relax. That's the biggest thing right here.
Look for a breaking ball in the dirt right here.
Far away from the plate. Here comes the pitch. Direct ball, and Tanner Scott is out swinging. But the Rockets were able to pick up one run on two hits and now lead 4-0. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Thunder Country weather.
On your overnight, we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures near 72. For Sunday, expect mostly sunny skies, high temperatures reaching 95. Mostly clear skies on Sunday night with a low near 75. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 96. Partly cloudy on Monday night with a low near 75. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 94.
KIIC.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
In the top half of the fourth inning, the Rockets were able to put together a couple of hits, and Lane Wells was able to drive in Jacob Lane, the senior, working their magic there for the Rockets to give them a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning, as Chris Larkin is on the bump for the Rockets, and his first pitch to Garman is a strike. Garman flew out to the catcher the last time at bat. He takes a look at the ball one. One and one's the count. Just the start of the bottom half of the fourth inning. Larkin takes a look at the sign. Winds, brings home. See, right ball on the inside corner, and Garman wished that he would have swung at it. One and two goes the count. Garman is the left fielder tonight. He's also the senior. Open stance from the right side of the plate. Here's a pitch. Struck him out. Garman hits the ground with his bat. Showing some frustration there on the Mustang side as he slammed his bat to the ground after that swing and a miss on the strike. That'll bring up Clint Foster. Clint's playing third base tonight for the Mustangs.
Yeah, well hit into the right center field, tracked down by Wayne Wells to keep him to a single.
That's Davis County's first hit of the night.
First hit of the night, very good. I'll bring up Wyatt Garman, the designated hitter. He reached in the second inning on a base on balls and moved to second on a hit by pitch. That was the first hit recorded by the Mustangs. Interesting. Larkin to look over there and now fires home. It's a strike on the outside corner. And 0-1 will go the count. One out, one on. And the Rockets would like to turn a double play here.
Yeah, that'd be real big here for the Rockets to get that another double play. Helps your pitcher out tremendously.
Larkin twirls. Must have been just a little bit low. I'll tell you what, the umpire keeps people in suspense because everybody's thinking, what's it going to be? And then he makes his call. Craig Larkin, 1-1, one out here to Wyatt Garman. He steps off the mound. Not sure if Roberts and Larkin were on the same page or what was going on. Base runner over at first is Flint Foster. He right is the call. And Wyatt's just shaking his head. He's down 1-2 to the senior, Craig Larkin. Larkin toes the rubber. Looks in for a sign from Roberts. Takes a peek over at first base. Kicks, fires too far outside, and runs the count 2-2. That's a nice pitch to throw. Maybe if he chased it, he'd get a strikeout.
Craig's doing a really nice job of hitting his spots right now. He's going inside and out. I mean, he's not pitching anything down the middle.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Hanging in there on the 2-2. One out. Foster on first base, courtesy of that hit into right center field. Larkin looks into the sign. Comes set. Takes a peek at the runner. Fires.
Swing and a miss! Struck him out! Two outs in the inning.
Nice pitch. Really nice pitch. He's been hitting the outside corner most of the night here, and that was just a little bit outside, a little bit farther outside than normal, and he got him to chase it.
Calvinetto come to play. He was hit by a pitch the first time he was up. And now with two outs, runner's still on first base. Craig Larkin throws to Utt. A little outside. 1-0 goes the count. 4-0. Rockets lead bottom half of fourth. Larkin comes set. Fires. Swung on and missed. Foul back, 1-1 goes the count. Craig had a nice pitch there. Utt with a nice swing. Couldn't quite get the full bat on it. Larkin comes set. Now pitches. A little outside. 2-1 goes the count now. Two outs.
Yeah, Craig's missing just a little bit out there right now. He's bringing it back in just a little bit.
All right, Larkin takes a look over at first. Kicks. Comes home. Ooh, a nice pitch, but it's called a ball. 3-1 now goes the count to Utt. This will be a batter's pitch right here. 3-1 is the count. You don't want to walk him. Park Mickles on deck for the Mustangs. Swing and a miss, and Roberts couldn't quite hang on to that foul tip. And the umpires brushed on the dish to give him a little time to shake off that foul tip. Nice gesture on his part. 3-2. We got to do it over again. 3-2, two outs. Let's see if the Mustangs send the runner. Craig Larkin on the mound. Takes a peek. Comes set. And throws over to first base. He wasn't leaning.
No, that's really a smart move right there by Craig. You know, you might catch the young man leaning the wrong way, especially 3-2, two outs. You know, he's going to be going as soon as the ball is released.
3-2, two outs. Here comes the pitch.
You're right. Oh, he didn't call it a strike. I thought it was right there. I didn't want it, man.
That pitch was right there. I don't know what he didn't see on that, but that was right down the middle of the plate, and that was above his knees. Not sure what he missed on that one.
Courtesy runner for Utt. It's going to be number 9, Connor Young. He was in there in the first time that Utt got on. They'll bring up Park Mickles. Park struck out last time up in the second inning. Now the Mustangs got a little bit of a mini rally going on here. They got runners on second and first again. Larkin twirls, comes home, and it's a strike. Right down central there. Looked like the same pitch as it was last time.
I would agree with that.
All right. Flint Foster on second base. Tanner Scott taking a peek at him. Craig Larkin comes home. Swing and a miss by Nichols. And he's down 0-2 in the count. See if Larkin can work his magic here. You don't want to give up a base hit. You got two strikes on the batter. Larkin takes a look at the runners. They're pretty close. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled down the first base side.
Just about got our two cameramen standing out there on the field.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that they're in the area of play. I don't know if they can move very fast to get out of the way. But there they are. We don't have a photographer's well like they do at the professional level, so they have to make do with what they got. Larkin steps off. 0-2 is the count on Park Mickles. Two outs. All right, here comes the 0-2. Pitch on the way, and it's tapped to Larkin. It's worked. Mark Mickles was able to get that ball in play and took a funny little hop past Larkin. And there's that hard ground that we were talking about earlier. Even though the infield has been watered a lot, it's still hard. And took a funny, funny hop right in front of Craig Larkin and scooted to Schwartz. Schwartz made the right decision there not to throw it away, but that'll load the bases for the Mustangs.
Yeah, Rockets, fortunate didn't get clear through the infield on that, but Trevor did a nice job of knowing the situation, knowing the ball was hit really slow, had a fast runner going to first base, and he made a very good decision not to throw that ball. Hate to see him throw it and throw it away and let two or three runs score right there.
All right, they'll bring up Austin Roberts. Austin, the center fielder for the Mustangs. On the year, he's got 16 RBIs. He's batting .289, and he's in a pressure-packed situation right here, Mike.
Yeah, he is. Last time he hit a little soft liner over to Chance Wurst at third base.
Lefty-lefty matchup as Roberts is batting from the left side. First pitch to him is hit to Schwartz. He dives and charges. A very soft hit by Roberts to the shortstop, and the Mustangs are on the board with one run here in the bottom of the fourth, and they'll turn the lineup over, Mike.
But, Rockets should have been out just a little bit earlier. They could have got a little bit better hop on that ball hit back to Craig. It would have been the third out, and they wouldn't have scored, but they had to toss the order up with first batter up flew out to our right fielder.
And that's the third time tonight that he has flown out to the right fielder, Dick DePlane. And that'll do it for the four innings here. So far from Rocket Field, the Mustangs are finally able to get on the board with one run. The Mustangs are down 4-1. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Let Community First Credit Union fuel your fun this summer. For a limited time only, purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR and enter to win one of five $100 gas cards. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and let CFirst fuel your next road trip, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. No purchase necessary. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Rocket Field, and the Mustangs were able to make some noise. The defending champs put one run on the board, but the Rockets were able to shut them down with a nice catch in the right field by Jacob Lane to end the threat, and Matthews is on the bump for the Mustangs, and he's got Brett Roberts down 0-2 now. We're in the top of the fifth inning, Mike. This game has been moving along very, 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 very quickly. Rockets lead 4-1. Roberts struck out two times, and I know good and well he doesn't want to make it three. He's battling here. He's got two strikes on him, but he's fouled off two pitches thus far. He wants to get a hit in the worst way here. He knows that it could be his final time in a Rocket uniform. Matthews twirls. It's well hit into the outfield, and Marcy is able to track it down. Nice job by Marcy to make that catch. I thought for sure that little floater was going out to the outfield, but Marcy was able to track it down.
Yeah, Josh did a really nice job of going back on that to his right. Followed it all the way, made a nice catch.
Now bring up Schwartzy. Schwartzy reached on base with a base on balls, and then he struck out in the third inning. Here comes Matthews with the first pitch. Not sure where it was, but it's a ball.
Yeah. Must have been just a little bit high.
We'll take it. Matthews comes to the plate. There's a pitch. That's a strike. I'm not sure if Schwartz has swung at that yet tonight.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
All right. Here comes the 1-1. Another strike, and Schwartz takes a peek at it. 1-2 goes to count with one out here in the top of the fifth. Trevor's got a battle here. Matthews, strike ball, and Schwartz is out looking for out number two in the inning, and now bring up Tyler Archer. That might be a little bit of the underclassman inexperience. He's not been in such attack situations like that. The people that have hit the ball have been the seniors tonight, and the Rockets have done a good job of getting the bat to the ball the upperclassmen have.
Yeah, we want to, every time we get up the bat here this game, we need to make sure we get four or five batters up just to make Calvin throw as many pitches as possible or whoever else comes into the game for them. I know it's last inning when Davis County was batting that Josh Marching was warmed up a little bit. I don't know if that's a planned thing or if they plan on Calvin just going five and then bringing Josh in. I'm not sure, but he was out warming up, so we'll see what happens.
Yes. All right. Matthews on the mound now here. First pitch to Tyler Archer, swung on and missed for strike one. I'm sorry, that's his second strike already. I must have been sleeping.
It's the heat, Pat.
Okay. Tyler Archer, down 0-2. Got to protect the plate. Here comes Mathis. I don't know what it was, but I thought he was struck him out, plain as day.
I have no idea what he saw on that, because that looked awful good to me.
All right. Tyler Archer gets another chance at life. Here comes the pitch. And there's and Archer is down, and Matthews is able to get out of that inning 1-2-3. Rockets have no runs and no hits, but they are up 4-1, and the Mustangs will be coming up at the fifth inning. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here at Rocket Field in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Mike Lane, it's going to be a big inning both ways for both teams as the number two hitter, Josh Marching, is at the plate. Rockets lead 4-1. Strokes to the center field. That has one bounce, and
Lane Wells is able to track it down to keep Josh Marson to a single. But just like last time, the Mustangs play ball Tuesday night. The Bats woke up in the fifth inning. We'll see if it happens again. Marson on, and Matthews now at the plate. Matthews on the night flew out to center field, and then he hit into a double play in the third inning. That was a big, big play there. Ooh, nice pitch by Larkin, but he doesn't get the call. Ball one on the inside part of the plate. Matthews with the open stance at, from the right side. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and foul back. One and one goes to count. Marching on first. Got good speed. And Josie Garman on deck for the Mustangs. Rockets playing at double play depth. Here comes the pitch from Larkin. Swung on and a hit. Into the outfield. And Lane Wells is calling off everybody. He makes the grab. Nice job by Lane on that major league pop-up for out number one. Marching still on first. Josie Garman coming to the plate. He has flown out to the catcher, and he has struck out in the fourth inning. That's when he got frustrated. Let's see if that frustration still continues with him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. I'm sure Josie's probably forgotten all about that right now. He just wants to get back to business.
There's a tapper foul down the third base line. Head coach makes a play at it, tosses it to Wirsta, who tosses it to Larkin. Garman down 0-1. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
That was a big, big out on that fly ball by Calvin out to Lane Wells out in center.
He got under just a little bit. Larkin from the stretch. Kicks. Go outside. Moves to count 1-1. Huge crowd. I can't get over the size of this crowd here tonight. I would suspect 600 to 700 people.
I'd say that's probably good estimate there, Pat. But a lot of people.
All right, here comes Larkin with the kick. Swing and a miss by Garman. He's down 1-2 on the count. He took a cut at that, baby.
Yeah, I think a couple of their batters right now are trying to do with it too much.
Larkin with nice movement on that pitch. He comes set, takes a look at first, kicks, brings it, and foul back. Keeps the count at 1-2. He's over on first base. He's got good speed. Clint Foster on deck for the Mustangs. And Larkin takes a look at his battery mate, Brett Roberts. Gets a sign. Kicks. Brings it. Oh, it's well hit. Well hit to center field. Wells on court. And it is. Fire, and here comes the throw to third to get Marcy out. And he's got
somebody should have been hollering at Trevor on that. He had Josie out at second. Really, really easy on that. Somebody just would have been hollering at him.
Should have cut him off. And Heisman makes him walk over to the mound now, and we'll see if he makes a change here. Nice hit by Garman. It actually fell right in front of the 365 mark there. He couldn't quite get a handle on it for the catch, and Marcin was able to scoot over to third. Schwartz with the cutoff, and then he was a little bit high on his throw there to Wirsta, and he could not make the play. And the meeting on the mound is taking place with Rod Ashman, and it looks like he's going to keep him in there. This is the second time he's made a trip out the mound.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised right here if Davis County tries maybe a little bit of a suicide squeeze or maybe a delayed steal here. We'll see what happens. Josh Marching at third base, really quick runner, very smart base runner. I wouldn't be surprised if some kind of trick play goes on right here.
All right, that'll bring up Clint Foster. Foster on the night has struck out and hit a ball into the right field. And then later scored. He scored the only run for the Mustang. First pitch from Larkin is a ball. And Marching's on third. Garman's on second base. There's only one out. And that was a fly out to Matthews earlier. And there's a foul back. That'll move the count 1-1.
And Rockets seem to kind of surprised they're not at playing in a little bit on this to keep that runner on third base. All right. Larkin with the sign. Kicks. Delivers. And swing and a miss. That's strike two. One ball and two strikes now. Clint Foster licking his chops. He comes up empty on the pitch. Let's see what Larkin does now. Nothing to hit. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And that's the second time Foster has been out after the two outs. He chased the pitch out of the zone, Mike, and that helped out the Rockets.
That was a big, big pitch there by Craig, getting him to chase that outside fastball.
All right. So here comes the designated hitter, Wyatt Garman. Josh marching over at third base. Josie Garman is at second. Wyatt Garman is at the plate. He's a junior. He's got a bit of an open stance, too. Larkin kicks, fires, see right. A swing and a miss from Wyatt Garman. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning here at Eddyville, and the Mustangs are down 4-1. Rockets up. Next pitch. Ooh, looked good, but it was outside. 1-1 goes the count now for Wyatt Garman, the designated hitter. Larkin, been in these situations all his life, basically. Been pitching on the varsity level for quite some time. There's a hit into center field. Clayton Wells dives! Wyatt Garman. Wyatt Garman. Clayton Wells gave a shot. But he could have came up just a little bit short. He was sliding as he tried to make that grab. It would have been an all-star game. But he couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, he made an awesome attempt at that. Nice sliding catch out there. Just kept tight, keeping his glove.
Connor Young is the courtesy runner. And that'll bring in Calvin Usch. And the Mustang faithful is getting a little excited here at Rocket Field. They're down 4-3. There's a cut. And a foul back by us. Get him down 0-1. Was that a two-strike pitch on Wyatt Garman?
1-1, I believe.
1-1. All right. Larkin taking a peek at the runner. Here he comes home. Swinging a miss again by us, and he's down 0-2. Two outs here. Now how big was that last run that the Rockets were able to get in the fourth inning, Mike?
Yeah, No lead is ever safe against this team. They're such a good hitting ball team.
Larkin fires, and it hits to Tanner Scott. He dives and makes the play, and that'll end the inning. But the Mustangs are big.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422. We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Mike Lane and the Mustangs were able to put a crooked number up on that board to make it 4-3 Rockets. We're here in the top half of the sixth inning, and you knew it was going to be tight. Even though the Rockets got out to that 4-0 lead, you knew that Mustangs were going to hang around. couple of pitches that you would have liked to have back, but that's the way it goes. And now Matthews is into the sixth inning. Christian Vanbrugh at the plate. He takes his first pitch, a strike.
Yeah, Rockets need to get something going again here. They need to get a couple of base runners on, put some pressure back on Davis County.
I agree. They need to have more than three people come up at the plate. Nice rip by Vanbrugh with a foul straight back. And what a beautiful evening. Got a little bit of a breeze cranking up now. And feels pretty decent. All right, Matthews brings the pitch. Foul back. Vanbrugh battling now. He's down 0-2. He's got a... got to keep the line of moving here. Craig Larkin on deck for the Rockets. And like I said, I can't see down third baseline, but first baseline looks like there's two or three deep. There's a hit to Marshing there at shortstop. He fires across the lane. Oh! He was able to throw him out at 6-3 on the put out. Nice job by Marshing there to take that ball and fire that sucker across the infield. He didn't waste any time with his throw. Craig Larkin will step in, the senior, out of Chillicothe. Got a couple of batting gloves. He's hitting from the left-hand side. Craig, I'm sure, would more than like to put something up into the jet stream and see it right out of here on the right field. First pitch to him is swung on, foul back. Nice cut by Larkin. He's down 0-1 now. Interesting to see the third baseman Foster. He's in on the back, in on the grass here. Ooh, that almost hit Craig Larkin. Gave him a little bit of a scare. I'm sure his adrenaline got pumped up a little bit on that one. Matthews 1-1. He's wheeling and dealing. There's a swing and miss. Nice hit by Matthews, and Larkin was down 1-2. Rockets lead 4-3. We're in the top half of the sixth inning, but Matthews has been able to mow him down. There's a tapper to the shortstop, Marshing. He fires on the run, and he's out. Marshing with a nice job of getting this ball and throwing on the run to get the second out of the inning, and they'll bring up Jacob Lane here. Jacob had the bases loaded double that cleared the bases, and he got three RBIs on the night. Coach Ashman is going to talk to him just a little bit here. Try to, might be giving Matthews a little longer time to be out there. Matthews has retired the last seven people. So he's been mowing them down pretty easy here lately.
I think Coach Ashman may have been giving Craig Lark a little bit of extra time there to get back to the dugout, catch his breath. He's probably going to be going back out to the mound, but we'll see. You never know.
All right. Matthews delivers. All low. Todd Ashman giving us some signals to take Lane. Jacob hit that big hit in the first inning, Mike. They scooted it out to the 340 sign there in the right field. He's another one on the hit to the right fielder, and he's able to get over to first base in time. The right fielder trying to throw him out, but Jacob put it into a little extra gear to get over there to first base.
Another nice hit by Jacob there. We need to keep something going here. Get another couple of guys up here. Put some pressure back on these Davis County kids.
If I'm not mistaken, he's 3-for-3 on the night. So good job out of the senior who lives the closest to this high school, less than a half a mile away through the woods. Lane Wells is the batter now, and Lane would like to latch onto one of these pitches and send it deep. Rockets lead 4-3. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. He's got a bit of an open stance as well from the right side of the plate. Swing and miss by Lane. Nice pitch by Matthews. Jacob Lane, the runner, over there at first base. Matthews looks in at a sign. Lane Wells, the hitter with the 1-1 count. Kick in the fire. There's a strike. 1-2 goes the count there.
Now, the one thing I've noticed, Talbot's been going to the outside corner line on especially this fastball and breaking ball. We need to, some of them need to get a little bit closer to the plate so they can reach that pitch.
Next pitch. Strikeout. Lane Wells,
with one hit, no runs on one hit. They still lead 4-3. We're going to be back to the bottom half with Chris Kennedy. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beading up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
All right, we're live at Rocket Field, and we got a call to the bullpen, Mike.
Yeah, we do. Christian Vandenberg, number 20, a junior for Rockets, come in to relieve Craig Larkin here in the bottom of the sixth. Christian on year is 6-2, it's a 1.74 ERA, just six walks, it's 68 strikeouts. So we hope he can come in and do the job for us here. I'm sure he will.
He threw 4 2/3 innings in that victory against Van Buren the other night, and he had pretty good at the end of his fastball. We're looking at 9-1 hitters. Mark Mickles is coming up. Mark has struck out, and then he had a little dribbler in the fourth inning that got past the pitcher, and he was able to reach on base at that time.
There's a strike call. Mickles takes a look at it. He's down 0-1.
Just the start of the bottom half of the sixth inning here at Eddyville. Rockets lead 4-3. Vandenberg with a big kick.
And there's a hit right up the middle. There's Scott Snyder. And he
if I'm not mistaken, that is the first time tonight that the Mustangs have had their first runner on. Well, beg your pardon, that happened last out. So two innings in a row, the Mustangs have had their leadoff hitter on, and the Rockets need to go ahead and buckle down. Infielders are coming in. No? I thought Schwartz was in on the grass, but no, he's not. They ought to be playing double play depth. Austin Roberts is your batter. He flew out to the third baseman in the second inning, and then he had a little infield dribbler. So the bottom two guys for the Mustangs have had gotten on base with little dribblers, infield hits, and they've come into play both times.
Vandenberg
on the bump, pitches. It's running to Vandenberg. He didn't even look about throwing to second base. I thought he could have plenty of time to throw that there, but the sacrifice has been made, and one out is recorded. Sacrifice bunt, and that's one out. And now turn the lineup over for the Mustangs, and bring up Jacob Davidson. And the Mustang fans are sensing something special here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. To get out of that double play, Mike.
Yeah, they did. That was a really nice job by Oscar Roberts on that. The ball was really close to him on the inside corner. He did a good job of fighting it off and getting it put out for it.
Brett Roberts was being a wall on that. Didn't keep that ball from being passed. And Jacob Link better be on his toes. Davidson has hit him to him in the first inning, the third inning, and the fourth inning. Here comes Vandenberg. He twirls back to second base. No throw. 1-0 is the count here with one out. Davidson is crouching way, way down. 2-0 goes the count. And you hate to think that they're switching the zone on purpose, but Davidson is really crouched down. There's another ball. He comes now at 3-0. Otherwise, you'll have another guy on the base.
Yeah, Christian might be trying to overthrow a little bit right now. He just needs to take
relax a little bit, just throw strikes.
There's a strike there. 3-1 goes to count as Davidson was taking all the way. Base runner on second is Park Nichols. Next pitch. Walked him. And those walks always come back to pitch that. And sure, cheering for Gus Parson. He got hit by a pitch, reached on an air, and then he had a single back in the fifth inning, and he's up here in the sixth inning now. Rockets need to knock the ball down and get to any base because runners on second and first, force out in. Let's see how they play. Josh Marshing at the plate, heralded athlete in the Davis County lore. First pitch is, there goes the runner. There's Pat. And the Rockets and Austin Roberts gets the second. That ball might just go 4 feet away from catcher Brett Roberts, but they took a chance. And there was a seat, and there goes the double play ball.
Yeah, that was a big pitch right there. Got the dirt. Brett just didn't quite. He knocked it down, but got away from him just a little bit. And, the runner was quick enough to get over to third base.
Swing on, and it's fouled into the Rocket dugout. Pickles on third. Marching at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hit down the first baseline again. Two strikes. 1-2. No matter what, Mike Lane, this is a huge at-bat for both teams. Jeffrey is laying lots of ball. Let's see what happens. Pitch by Bamberg inside. Wins the count. 2-2. Four to three is the score. We're in the bottom half of six, but the Mustangs are. There's a pop up. Let's see who's got it. Rockets need to call for it. Archer in left field. No tag up as the ball is thrown in nicely. Corey Archer was able to track that down and get the out. That was a huge fly out to left field, Mike.
Yes, it was a big out for the second out of the inning.
Now bring up Calvin Matthews. Calvin is flown out to center field, hit into a double play, and then he is flown out to center field. So he has just been getting under the pitch. Of course, that was from Larkin. Now he's got to face Bamberg for the first time tonight. All right, another big at bat.
Yeah, this is huge at bat right now for Calvin.
All right, Bamberg fires and foul ball down the left field line. And everybody's oohing and on about that one, but it's nothing but a long strike.
Now, Chris is going to be a smart pitcher right here. You just can't keep throwing it down the middle of the plate because these guys don't miss it very often.
All right. Roberts going out to talk to fans. Larkin comes in from first base to give him a word or two. And now Ashman takes a walk out. We got a little time, Mike. We want to thank our sponsors for putting us on the air tonight. Pat Powers, live, Eddyville, Iowa. Mike Lane, my sidekick tonight. And Mike, it's been an enjoyable game. We got front row seat here, and it's been one of those deals where you knew you're going to see this ball.
Yeah, it's, like we said earlier in the game, it's, these two teams know each other really well. There's not many secrets to run some, and, it's just a really classic ball game. I mean, Eddieville got out to a nice lead, but you know, Davis County was not going to roll over on the back. They're just such a good team. You knew their bats were going to come around.
All right, Calvin Matthews comes to the plate. He's down 1-1, two outs, runners on second and third for the Mustangs. Here's the pitch, inside low, ball one. Mickles on third, and Davidson. He's got some wheels. He's on second base. Here's a pitch. Swung on and popped up. Craig Larkin has a beat on it. Over there. Foul ground, and he makes the play. Craig Larkin with the final out, and Matthews is basically 0 for 4 tonight, and that was a big out. We're done with six innings, Mike Lane. Rockets lead 4-3. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a
bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, everybody. We're back here at Rockets Field. Rockets lead 4-3. We are in the top half of the seventh inning, and I see a pressure cook situation here, Mike. We're in the seventh inning. Chance worse to 8-9-1 hitters for the Rockets. And like we've been saying all night, Rockets need to send more than three people to the plate.
Yes, they do. They need to make Calvin keep working out there. Not giving in anything. Watch that outside corner. That's where the umpire's been calling strikes most of the night. We just got to guard that pitch. Take it to right field. Just dump it out there.
I can see Wurstad has stepped closer to the plate just as you said that. His count 1-1 now. He fouled that straight back. And, I can tell he's a heck of a lot closer to the plate than the Rocket boys have been earlier in the game. Next pitch. And it's wide out to the left fielder. Thurman camps under it and makes the grab. Nice hit by Wurstad, but it went right to Thurman who made the out. Tanner Scott now is stepping it up here. Tanner Scott, 0-2 tonight, two strikeouts, and I'm sure that he would like to have a little different ending here than, and he's too far away from the plate. I can see it from here. He's more than halfway from the, in the batter's box, Mike.
Yeah, Tanner needs to step a little bit closer to the plate there. There's no way he's going to be able to reach that outside pitch. He needs to get closer and just drive that thing. He can do it.
Matthews is going to paint the corner on the right side, and he did again. 0-2, Tanner Scott's down, one out here in the top of the seventh. He's got to protect the plate. Here comes Matthews. Inside, it's tapped to second baseman. He gathers it, fires the first, and he's out. Tanner Scott made it close, but that's out number two at 4-3 on the putout, and now bring up Brett Roberts.
Yeah, back up to the top of the order here. Brett's had a real tough night tonight. He struck out first two times up and flew out to Josh Marching on a nice play that Josh made in the top of the fifth. So I'm sure Brett wants to get his licks in here if he can.
Yeah, that was a fine play by Marching on the defensive side of the ball. And now Davidson had come in. I didn't even realize that. Apparently something happened to his baseball glove.
Yeah.
And he's got to use a backup. Let's see if that plays into this situation. Brett Roberts steps in. Two strikeouts and a fly out to the shortstop. Here's the first pitch from Matthews. Strike call. Ball gets away from Hutt just a little bit since he's able to track it down. 4-3, Rockets lead. We're in the top half of the seventh. The Rockets are the visitors tonight, so Mustangs will have the final at bat. Pitch is hit to right back to the pitcher, Matthews, and he throws out Roberts. Three up, three down. And the Rockets get no runs on no hits. They lead, though, 4-3. Mustangs coming to bat. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hi,
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Alvia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Alvia at 932-3455.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Rocket Field, Pat Powers with Mike Lane, and a pressure cooker right here. Rockets lead 4-3. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Mustangs have a chance here to get back in the ballgame. Josie Gurman is up. He's flown out to the catcher, struck out, and then he had a monster double. And then he later scored the third and last run for the Mustangs. First pitch by Vanbrook is low in the dirt. Second one coming. Swing and a miss by Gurman. Moves the count 1-1.
So Josie looks like he's trying to tie the ballgame up here on one swing. So he's just going to be smart.
A little outside with that pitch. Gurman does have some home runs to his credit this year. And that's the thing about the Mustangs. They have power up and down the lineup. Here comes the pitch. And Vanbrook might be trying a little bit too much now. Runs the count 3-1. The first batter, you definitely don't want to walk, but you don't want to serve up a gopher ball. Goes all the way to the wall and the throwing second base. Gurman has been with the double. George didn't look like he had a heck of a chance to make a play, but he let it go right by him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he had a chance to catch that or not if he jumped up in the air. Probably a little bit too high for him.
All right. Well, that'll bring in Clint Foster. Clint Foster was the hero the other night. He had a home run. And he tommyhawked one in the left field. Whoa, Gurman is on third. Clint Foster, he Tommy hopped that pitch. It was high above his head, and he went after it. Back. And then Connor Young is going to be a pinch runner again. Connor Young is going to be running again for the Mustangs, and he is the go-ahead run. They can't put him in, but he is going to bat. Connor Young is going to come to the plate. Connor Young is going to come to bat. The Mustangs went back-to-back doubles. Gurman scores to tie this up 4-4, and sitting at second is Clint Foster. The Mustangs and Rockets are tied at 4 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Mike, no out.
Yeah, this is the thing with that right here for the Rockets defensively.
Okay, they got him in a pickle. They're trying to run him down. There's a... Execution, we talked about it. The Lions were not able to execute defensively. They had a man in a pickle. Get the man out. And so now runners are on third and second with no outs here in the seventh inning. Mustangs lead, and they have a chance to have a walk-off here with no outs, Mike.
Yeah, things are kind of falling apart here for the Rockets. We got to, I don't know, I'm sure what the umpires are talking about up by second base. I don't know if they think maybe they're possibly, Rockets are saying maybe there was a little bit of interference or something. I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see what the umpires make a decision on out here.
Coach Ashman came out of the dugout, talked to the home plate umpire, and then the home plate umpire went to the second base umpire to talk. Here comes the home plate umpire back to talk to Ashman. And whatever Ashman was upset about or questioned about, there was nothing said about that. All right. That'll bring up Calvin Nutt, the catcher. And Calvin Nutt has a chance to be the hero with no outs. Bambrook, that was a good play by Ashman to give Bambrook some time because he got fired up after the end of that play, and you just need to calm down as a pitcher so you can make the play. 4-4 is the score. Brett Roberts has to be a wall here, Mike.
Yeah, Brett's going to knock down everything here except
High hit, 0-1. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning here. Tied at 4. Rockets with their backs up against the ball. Pitched by Bambrook. And it moves the count 2-0.
And this is a bad play right here, just to walk in, put bases loaded, to force out any base. That might be a good thing for us to do here. We'll see what happens.
A risky move indeed. But 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner by Bambrook. That ought to make him feel a little bit better. 2-1 goes the count. There's a swing and a miss. Even the count at 2-2. The crowd is on their feet here at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont School, Rocket Field, tied at 4. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. High. 3-2. Full count. This might be the play of the game right here.
Yep. See what happens. Big pitch.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. And if Huff wanted that one, he was going to poke it into right field. And, of course, with the sacrifice fly, the Saints will win. Here comes Bambrook. High. And now the total bases for Park Central. He struck out in the second. He had a little infield hit in the fourth inning, and then he had another hit in the sixth inning. And he's got a run closer.
Looks to me like the Rockets might want to bring their outfield in quite a ways, because anything hit short is going to be a base hit. I think I'd bring our outfield in a little ways. Give him a little bit better chance of little short fly balls.
Jacobs. Is Clay out there yet? Corey Archer, he looks like he's out there. Well, the first pitch to Mickles is a ball. Here comes the second pitch. Swung on. Hit right to Schwartzy. He got it. It's a double play. It's a double play. And two outs are now in the inning. A good job. It was a hard hit ball to the shortstop. He was able to twirl the third and get him out there. And now there's two outs in the inning.
Awesome play by Trevor Schwartz out there. Having his head on him, knowing where to go with the ball, got a nice force out at third base and doubled up the runner.
What a huge play by the Rocket defense. Swing and a miss by Roberts. 4-4 is the score. Runners in scoring position still at second base. And I do what you said earlier, have that outfield in a little bit so that they can make that play. All right.
We've got two outs right now, so they're just going to have to play at regular depth here.
All right, here comes Bambrook. Swung on and popped out a play over on the third base side. And I'll tell you what, nobody has left. Nobody's at the concession stand. They want to watch the end of this game. 1-2 is the count. Two outs. 4-4 is the score. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. And there is the put out at first base. And the inning is over, but the Mustangs are able to get one more run. At the time of this, we're going to see a stretching I see 96.7.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer. For cool summer savings, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Varieties of Pepsi and Mountain Dew this week are $7.49 for a 24-pack. Bush and Bush Light 24-packs are $13.89. 1/2 gallon of A.E. Lemonade is 69 cents. And Budweiser 18-packs are $11.99. Cool savings from Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Hi, everybody. We're back at Rocket Field, and Mike Lane, we just saw a doozy of an inning there. Rocket defense struggled a little bit on the one play on the kid with the, in the pickle, and then he ended up scoring. And then, lo and behold, they got a double play, bang-bang play. Schwartz caught it, threw it to third, and that was a huge couple of outs right there.
Yeah, that couldn't come at a better time for the Rockets there. They were really struggling. It really looked like Davis County was going to get that winning run going to push across there.
They definitely had momentum for sure. Now Rockets will come to bat in the eighth inning. Top of the eighth, we're tied at four. Schwartz comes up, and he's had a base on balls in the first inning, and he's struck out two other times, once in the third, once in the fifth, and Calvin Matthews is still on the hill. You talk about a workhorse.
Yeah.
Hit to the first baseman, foul ball.
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised that Calvin's still out there because Josh Marshall does a very good job of coming in relief, and he's an excellent pitcher on his own right. But you know what? Like you said, Calvin's a heck of a pitcher out there, and he wants to be out there to win the game for his team.
I concur about that. He wants to take, you know, Rockets were able to get three on the board in the first inning at crooked number, and then they got one more in the fourth, and since then, out looking for a strikeout. I hate to think how many strikeouts Matthews has on the night. There's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 strikeouts tonight thus far for Matthews. He's mowing them down as he comes through the windup. Tyler Archer, the designated hitter, fouls off that first one. 4-4. You know, it cost $6 to get in, but you and I should have got in three. Right? Did you get in?
I know. I paid my money.
Ah, good man. Pitch is fouled off. And now Tyler Archer's down 0-2. He's got to protect that plate. And he might give some fans in the right field a little bit of run for their money if he scatters them then with a long ball. Let's see what happens right here.
That'd be pretty nice to see here.
Tyler Archer, 15 strikeouts. Now for Matthews. And Christian Vanbrugh comes to the plate. He's got a base hit and he scored in the first inning. He had a double play in the third, hit into a double play, and then he grounded out to the shortstop back in the sixth. Matthews slowing down in between batters just a little bit. Two outs now in the top of the eighth.
Yeah, Rockets haven't done much against Calvin the last three innings. We've had four batters come up one inning, and three in the other two innings. We're just not getting on base like we need to.
First pitch strike to Vanbrugh. He watched it go by. Here comes Matthews. He kicks some wheels. Another strike. Vanbrugh watches it go by. On deck, Craig Larkin. He'd like to get a chance at the batter's box. Vanbrugh. Got to protect 0-2. Half of the The score, 4-4. You're listening to KIIT 96.7.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot, in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elvia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed, or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
We are live back at Rockin' Hills with Wayne, and the Davis County Mustang fans are trying to get their team fired up and get a victory here, walk-off victory, a district championship walk-off, and they will be bringing Jacob Davidson up to the plate here. He walked his last time up, and he flew out three times to the right fielder, Jacob Lane. We're in extra innings here, and Mike, I had a chance to print off a 12-inning deal. This has only got 10. I hope we don't go that long, but I also hope for a Rocket victory. Vanbrook to the plate. First pitch is inside. It looked like it was right there. Jim Davidson at the plate, the second baseman. There's a swing and a miss. He fouls it off. Davidson on the year has 13 doubles and one triple, one homer. He's hit 528 on the year. Half the time he's getting on base. Over half the time he's getting on base. Not the case tonight.
No,
he flew out three times and he walked. There's a base hit for the shortstop. And there's a single to start off the top of the eighth. And the Mustang faithful are getting excited about that. And I'll bring up in Josh Marcy. Craig Larkin switching gloves. And they are actually going to put Larkin back in to pitch. I've never seen that. Christian Vanbrook is going to go to first base. And Larkin is coming back on the mound. Interesting move by Coach Ashman.
Yeah, this is interesting. We'll see what happens with Craig not having thrown the ball for a while. He came out in the after pitching five innings, so he's had a little time. His arm might be a little bit tired. Well, I just have to, and cold, so we'll have to see what happens here.
Wow. All right. We'll send it back to you at the studio. You're listening to KIIT 96.7.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, K-I-I-C.
We're back here at Rocket Field. He just hauled to the bullpen, so to speak. Craig Larkin is back on the mound. He started the game, then he was lifted in the fifth. Christian Vanbrook came in to pitch, and now, after a base hit by the Davidson, Larkin is back on the mound. Mike?
Yeah, I've never seen this before. Of course, not sure what the strategy is here, but Craig is a senior, wanting to come back in, I'm sure.
Cool ball there.
We'll just see what happens here.
Want to know the count. No outs. Wirsta is in close at the third base. Davidson got some wheels there on first base. There's the kick. Squares the bunt, and a strike call.
They tried to put the putt on, but the Marshy pulled back. The pitch was called a strike. Now leaving the count 1-1. Interesting that Mustangs would play small ball after all the success they had with the long ball. Here comes the pitch. Another bunt attempt by Marshy. Throw over to first is in time. The sacrifice was made by Marshy. And the winning run is now in second base. And up the bat comes Calvin Matthews, and the crowd is going ballistic for Matthews to come through in the clutch. Marching gives him a slap on the butt as he goes by into the dugout. Matthews has struck out, hit into a double play, flew out to the center fielder his last two times up. Let's see what happens here. Rockets with one out, defense at the medium depth. Larkin on the bump. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball one.
I'm not sure if they're going to give anything close to Calvin to hit here. Might put somebody on. Maybe pitch real close to him. Make get to first base on a walk, maybe.
There's a strike on the outside corner. Even to count 1-1.
Oh, there goes my theory.
One of those types of deals where, yeah, you know, you're thinking about that. And that would bring up Josie Garman. Garman on the on-deck circle. Here comes the pitch. He's outside as well. But, yeah, you're right. I think intentionally walk him. Let's see if you can get around a couple outside pitches here. All right. Davidson over on second base for the Mustangs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and hit to the shortstop. Schwartz fires across the diamond for out number two. But the runner moves over to third base. He is 90 feet away as Matthews grounds out to Schwartz, 6-3, throws that out, and the district winning run is 90 feet away, and Josie Garman at the bat. Josie has flew out in the first inning, struck out in the fourth, hit a monster shot in the fifth, and then scored, and then hit another single in the seventh and scored. So he's had a pretty good night at the plate tonight. Swung on that first hit, and it's fouled straight back. He's down 0-1. Two outs. There's a runner on third base in the likes of Davidson, Jacob Davidson. Brett Roberts goes out to talk to Craig Larkin, and these two have been together for a long time, played a lot of ball, Little League, Babe Ruth, high school ball. They played a lot of innings together. A nice battery for the Rockets. Going to be a rebuilding year for the Rockets either way, shape or form.
Yeah, the Rockets are going to lose seven seniors off the ball team this year, and they each contributed mightily to their success this year in the last few years. So I'm going to hate to see them go.
All right. Garman steps in after that meeting between the catcher and pitcher. Larkin steps off the mound. Now he's going to go from the windup. Here comes the kick and the pitch. Outside, 1-1, two outs here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The winning district run is 90 feet away for the Mustangs. Larkin shakes off the sign from Roberts. Steps, kicks. Delivers outside. Ooh, what strike is called? 1-2 goes to count. There's one of those delayed strikes that I forgot about, Mike.
Yeah, that was awful post pitch. I'm not sure if I think we may have gotten a break on that one.
All right, 1-2 is the count. Two outs. Garman calls time and he steps out. The wind has died down. The sun has set. It's beautiful temperatures in the mid-80s. Excellent, excellent night for baseball. And Larkin, here he comes, 1-2. It's swung on, foul back. And the Mustang faithful hold their breath on each pitch. Did you notice that?
Yeah, Davis County has a really nice crowd here tonight. They never cease to stop cheering their team on.
You know, they're the defending champs in 2A. A 39-1 record. There's a swing on a second strike out. Two strikes out. And the Rockets have dodged another bullet. We're going to go to the top of the ninth. It's tied 4-4. You're listening to Rocket Baseball here on KIIC 96.7.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
We are back at Rocket Field, Pat Powers alongside Mike Lane. And Mike, we're going to the top of the ninth inning, and it's kind of an interesting development here at Eddyville, Iowa. Calvin Matthews on the bump. We're in the ninth. He can't go past nine innings. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens as Craig Larkin is at the plate, and he hits a chopper foul past the first baseline. On deck, Jacob Lane. Three RBIs on the night for Jacob. Calvin Matthews at the Larkin couldn't catch up with that one, and he's down 0-2. First batter here in the ninth inning. Boy, oh boy, somebody left here. They missed out on a good game. Matthews fires high, and the Mustang faithful isn't too pleased with that verdict from the home plate umpire and moves the count 1-2. Matthews kicks. Inside again. 2-2 goes the count. And Craig Larkin is battling here in the top of the ninth inning.
Yeah, these two know each other real well. They've played on some senior Babe Ruth teams together. We all know they're pretty darn good friends.
Matthews fires. Larkin struck out. If I'm not mistaken, that's 17 on the night for Matthews. In between innings, Michael and I have noticed that the Rockets had three up, three down in the eighth, three up, three down in the seventh. They had four people up in the sixth inning. Fifth inning went three up, three down, and we haven't had a serious threat since the fourth inning. Jacob Lane now takes the dish. First pitch, strike. I wanted to make sure that I didn't say ball because that was a delayed call. Jacob Lane having an excellent game tonight. 3-for-3 thus far with one run score. Three RBIs, and there's another strike on the outside corner. Rocket players need to understand they got to step in a little bit more. James seems to be a little bit away from the plate. Here comes the pitch. Off the right. And Jacob Lane is out as well. Thought that was three outs. He was headed for the dugout. He must be getting a little excited for his at-bat coming up in the bottom half of the ninth inning. And that'll bring up Lane Wells. Calvin Matthews, the workhorse for the Mustangs. He's been phenomenal all year long. 10-0 record on the year. Deals and wheels. He's got, what's the more off-speed pitches here in the late innings? Lane Wells looking at a curveball that settled in nicely for a strike. There's a fastball, foul back, and now he's down in the hole, 0-2. Matthews and Marshing signed letters of intent to attend Iowa University there in Iowa City, play for baseball for the Hawkeyes. I'm sure they're going to be excited, and I'm sure that they'll be making great contributions to them. There's another strikeout. Lane Wells. And the Rockets slip down in the eighth inning. The ninth inning. We're going to go to the bottom of the ninth with the score 4-4. You're listening to Rocket Baseball on tape, IIC 96.7.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Thunder Country Weather. On your overnight, we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures near 72. For Sunday, expect mostly sunny skies, high temperatures reaching 95. Mostly clear skies on Sunday night with a low near 75. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 96. Partly cloudy on Monday night with a low near 75. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 94.
KIIC. The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back live at Rockets Field, where the Rockets have been able to hold serve 4-4 as the score. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Mike, and the Rockets have to face Clint Foster, who's done pretty good work tonight. He scored the first run for the Mustangs. And last time he was on the base pass, though, he got caught in a double play ball when that ball was hit to the shortstop, and then he fired to third base to catch him off bag. That was the winning, could have been the winning run, and he was doubled off, a huge error on his part as he fouls off that first pitch. He's down 0-1. Greg Larkin kicks and delivers. It's hit in the right field. Jacob Lane on his horse, and he makes the catch. Jacob Lane makes the catch for out number one. He's been busy tonight, Mike. And
nice.
He's doing a great job.
Nice, nice catch by Jacob there. Almost back pedaling on that. Almost got over his head, but he made a nice catch.
He kind of came in on it a little bit, and then he drifted back, and he made the play. Good job by him. Nice footwork out there. Looked like Fred Astaire dancing around on the ballroom floor.
That ball gets above these lights right now. It's hard to see, so it's outfielders need to really be paying attention where the ball's going.
Connor Young is sitting in there now for the designated hitter. He came on last time, and he was up there to bunt. C-Wright call moves the count 1-1. He bunted the base runner over, sacrificed, but there was no play made. Rockets messed up that play, and he made it all the way to second. All right, Larkin fires and a swing and a miss there to make it 1-2. 1-2 on Connor Young. Interesting development here, but the Mustangs have to have a different pitcher come the top of the 10th if we get that far.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be Josh Martin coming in to pitch if we don't make it out of this inning. So, interesting to see, because Craig Stern pitched 5 innings, and this will be his second inning now. So that'll be 7 for him, and he could pitch another 2 yet.
All right, 2-2 is the count. 1 out here. Connor Young at the plate. Swing. Fouls it back. He's hanging tough. The Mustang crowd is a little bit more stupid, particularly at that.
Yeah, it's gotten a little quieter.
All right, let's see how long it lasts. Larkin on the mound, steps, kicks, fires, and it's fouled again down the first baseline, out of play. Dennis Scott gave a little bit of a chase, but it was way, way foul. Over by the concession stand. They better be heads up over there. They don't want to get points on the head. 4-4 is our score. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning here. District championship game. Winner goes on to Substate, which will be Tuesday night at Mount Pleasant. Swung on again, and you got to give credit to Connor Young. He is hanging tough. Connor Young is just a sophomore. He's been put into a pressure situation.
Yeah, he has. He's done a very good job. He's done a very good job of battling out here right now at the bat.
Here's the pitch from Larkin. It's to the right fielder, and he didn't want to be here out there. Displayed by him, and Connor Young had a heck of a bat,
and he's poked it into the right field for a base hit. That'll bring us Calvin Utt on the night. Hit by a pitch, base on balls, flew out to the right fielder Jacob Lane and had another base on balls. So he's 0 for 2 tonight on the evening. All right. Rockets need a double play to get out of this. Connor Young, an experienced base runner, he might not have played all year, but he did pinch run quite a little bit for the Mustangs. First pitch by Marcus outside. 1-0 goes to count. I think everybody's holding their breath at every pitch on both sides of the diamond here.
Yeah,
Marcus takes a look. Fires home. Strike call. Another one of those outside pitches that he gets the call. But like you said earlier, Mike, he's been consistent both ways.
Yeah, he's been consistent both ways on that. I mean, we've seen some that Calvin's thrown. We haven't thrown, thought have been strikes.
A lot of them that Craig's thrown would look like have been strikes and haven't been. So he's been pretty consistent on what he's been calling.
Turns and fouls back. He tried to bunt, which kind of surprised a lot of people, especially me.
That's probably a good idea right there, because third baseman for Rock had a chance of playing back even with the grass. And, I don't think anybody was expecting it.
Have the chance to move the runner up 90 feet. All right, 1-2 is the count. Here comes Larkin. Low, ball one, ball two. 2-2 goes to count, one out. Runner on base. Connor Young, he slapped that single to right field. Jacob Lane's had a heck of a night, but he couldn't come up with that catch, and I don't blame him, because if he slipped for it and missed, that ball would have rolled all the way to the fence. Larkin kicks, whirls, foul back. You got to hand it to the Mustang hitters. They swing the bat.
Yes, they do. They go up there and take their hats. They're not afraid of anybody out there.
2-2 is the count. 4-4 is the score. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning here at Eddyville. District championship game. Larkin takes a look, kicks, fires home, and another foul ball. And I don't know how the situation is, but hopefully we don't have to buy any more baseballs in the middle of the game. Sometimes they'll get on the roof of the base, high school, and somebody's got to track it down. All right, look at the difference between the Mustang hitters and our hitters. Butt is right on that line for the plate as Larkin tries a curve and it doesn't break for him, and it runs the count to 3-2. 3-2, here's a big pitch, Mike.
Yeah, it is a big pitch. I kind of like to see Craig over to first base there with his best move, trying to pick the runner off. See, maybe he's leaning a little bit.
Okay, 3-2 is the count, one out. Larkin looks, runs home, foul back, Calvin Utt hanging tough. I'm not keeping track, but that's probably foul ball number 5.
Yeah, Davis County hitters are doing a really good job of making Craig throw a lot of pitches this inning so far. A lot of pitches.
All right, we'll do it all again, 3-2. Connor Young, the base runner over there, first base, one out. Utt at the plate. Larkin kicks, runner goes. He's out,
no throw.
And there's two outs in the inning. Utt on the strikeout, but the runner was able to take second. And so the winning run is on second base. And Park Nichols is at the plate. Park has struck out in the second, hit a infield hit in the fourth, hit a hit into single into center field in the sixth, and flew out to the shortstop that started the double play back in the seventh inning. Larkin taking a look at the runner on second. Fires home, swung, and fouled back. A lot of foul balls, for sure. Park Mitchell down, 0-1, two outs. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning, 4-4. The winning district run is at second base here. Schwartz doing a little dog, and so is Tanner Scott. Now he moves back. Larkin fires home. Low, ball one. Even count, 1-1. We talked about Kevin Matthews slowing down his. Craig's starting to slow down his scope, too, in between pitches.
Yeah, these young men have been out there for a long time tonight. Even though Craig had a couple innings off, it's still been a long night.
Hit to the shortstop. Schwartz
fires across the field. It's wide! This is a throw! It's done! The ball, Abrams had to come off the field, had to come off the back, and he was safe at first, and then the winning run was able to come in, and they couldn't get him out at the plate, and the Mustangs, the district championship, find the football, and you hate to see that play. Once again, depending on the position on that, we'll go with a 6.
Yeah, that was a tough way to have to lose the ball. And both these teams are out there just doing their all. You know, congratulations to Davis County for moving on to sub-state. Wish them all the luck. But, you know, we had our chances this game. We just couldn't come up with the play that we needed it.
We'll be back for the post-game wrap-up. James Lynn, 5-4 over Rockets. You're listening to Kink. IIC 96.7.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery, 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back at Eddyville, and sad news for the Rockets. They go down into defeat. 5-4 to the number one ranked team in the state, the defending champions, the Davis County Mustangs. Congratulations to those guys. It was a scrap. They had to come from behind for the Rockets. They got out to a very, very, very good start. You couldn't ask for a better start than the Rockets had tonight, scoring 3 runs in the first inning. Jacob Lane with the bases clearing double. All 3 runners scored. As that ball scooted all the way to the fence, and the Rockets were up 3-0. The Rockets will
gained another run in the fourth inning. Jacob Lane had a single, moved over to second on Lane Wells, excuse me, third on Lane Wells' hit, and then he was able to score on Lane Wells' hit to make it 4-0. Rockets were up 4-0 at that point in the juncture, and the Mustangs had their backs against the wall, so they started to chip away. They got one run in the fourth. They got two runs in the fifth to make it 4-3, and Rockets were able to stave off that rally. Rockets would not score again. The Mustangs scored one more time in the seventh inning to make it 4-4. We went into extras, a couple of innings of extra play, and a couple of miscues at the end. The underclassmen weren't able to come through with making the defensive play. The throw from the shortstop to the first baseman pulled him off the bag. He had to go off the bag to make the catch, and then the throw home was not in time as the runner went from second all the way around to third to score, and the throw was not in time, and the Rockets are defeated. That walk win for the Mustangs, and they're able to celebrate on Rocket Field. And Mike, what's your assessment of tonight's ball game?
Well, they, like I said, Rockets got out to a nice lead, getting ahead 4-0 against the defending state champs. I mean, Davis County is still ranked number one coming into the game. It's still going to be now, of course. But after that third inning, Rockets just couldn't get anything going. We were 3-3 in the third. We had 3-3 in the fifth. We had 4 in the sixth, 3 in the seventh, 3 in the eighth, and 3 in the ninth. We just could not get anything going against Calvin after that third inning. I mean, he buckled down and he pitched one heck of a second half of ball game.
He was the workhorse indeed. The senior out of Bloomfield, Iowa, was able to hold the Rockets at bay, and the Rockets took advantage of what they could there, getting out to that early first inning lead, and the Mustangs just chipped away. Rockets had their backs against the wall and were not able to finish the job. They end the season 26-11, and the Mustangs moved to 40-1 with that one loss coming to Des Moines East in a tournament down there at Centerville, Iowa. So a rebuilding year indeed coming up for the Rockets as seven seniors are going to say goodbye to Coach Rod Ashman for this year. So, this has been Pat Powers with Mike Lane. We appreciate the time on the air here at KIIC 96.7. For the final score one more time, Davis County Mustangs 5 and the Rockets of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 4. That'll be it. That's all. Thanks for listening. We'll see you down the road on football Friday night.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your free...